the rest of the story. To see that shabby figure shuffling through the streets might have evoked pity or revulsion, depending upon one's mood or general disposition. And yet a name went with that vacant visage, John Neild, N-I-E-L-D. The most merciless English winters found him dressed as in summertime, patchwork clothing, shoes with flapping soles, no greatcoat to shield him from the cold. Often a charitable stranger would slip him a coin or two, which he always accepted ungraciously. Then one morning in 1852, the byways of Chelsea seemed curiously missing something. So a constable went to the rundown old house where John Neild was known to have slept. Pawing through the cobwebs, he found the place filthy, mostly empty, except for a few sticks of broken furniture and a tallow candle and a miserable bed made from a single wooden board upon which lay the familiar shabby shape, which was now still forever. If he had any relations, none showed up to mourn, nor anyone else for that matter. And this, a cold, hollow conclusion to a cold, hollow life, despite the fact that John Camden Neild died one of the richest men in all England. And that brings us to the rest of the story. John Neild was born to his wealth. His father, an author, amateur sociologist, passed on a fortune in real estate holdings. There was still £250,000 left in the estate when John passed away. And thus, over the fresh grave, loomed one intriguing question for those who remembered the tattered man. Did he leave a will? Yes, John had left a will. All of his unspent, unappreciated, unenjoyed £250,000 would go to a woman he'd never met. A woman John Neild had admired from afar, but whom he had never met. Well, solicitors converged. The beneficiary was notified. At first, she was certain it was a practical joke. Nobody leaves that much money to a stranger, after all. But no, she was assured her inheritance was quite real. And then she was asked, "Do you have any idea why John Camden Neild would leave his fortune to you?" The woman shook her head and said, "Perhaps he believed I would not waste it." Well, she did not. For you see, there was a piece of property she'd been leasing, some land with a cramped little dwelling on it, and she'd longed to purchase it and build a lovely home there just for herself, and now she could. And so on September 28, 1853, the cornerstone was laid, and John Camden Neild from his grave made a woman's dream come true. For once upon a time, there was an eccentric miser who hadn't the slightest idea how to make himself happy, and yet who bequeathed the joy which he might have had, he bequeathed all that joy and more to someone else. And it is that single solitary contribution of his life for which you and I are remembering him here today. As a child, you learned that England's Queen Victoria built the multi-turreted neo-baronial landmark called Balmoral Castle. And now you know where the money came from, because now you know the rest of the story.